Nikita Koloff, the Russian nightmare, no, the devil's nightmare, here from It's Time to Man Up, challenging men to step into their true manhood. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening to the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Welcome to Man Talk, brought to you by TAWCMM, Talking and Walking Christian Men's Ministry, where they're devoted to breaking down the walls of race and denomination and challenging men to take their God-assigned role. Here's our hosts, Will Hardy and Roy Jones Jr., a black guy and a white guy.
Welcome to Man Talk Radio, and we are back again. Roy, what's wrong with you?
You had that beautiful smile and just got me laughing before we even get started here. So I always get joyful when I'm around you, Will. That's the amazing part.
Well, I'm glad I'm spreading joy to somebody. Well, today's show, Roy, we're going to be talking about things that's in the news.
Current affairs.
And there's a lot to discuss, you know, that's in the news. There's a lot of things with respect to how our country is going. And, you know, we can probably sit here until we're 90 years old talking about things that's going on goodness. In the country.
Yeah. And let me restate, current events, maybe current events.
Yeah, current event, current affairs.
Somebody might think the wrong thing.
They might think about the show. Current affairs.
Well, that brings back memories, so yeah. Yeah, so there's a lot going on. I mean, well, the first thing that comes to mind, Will, unfortunately, it's the tragedy down in Miami, right?
Mm-hmm.
The collapsing of that condo facility and complex down there. Just so, so very sad. Very sad.
Yeah, and, you know, I think there's a lot to be said about that. I've been looking at that for the past several days. And I guess on the day that it happened, I remember texting you about it,
yes.
You know, saying check that out, and of course praying for the people, because I saw one man today. He was very frustrated. He said, you know, why we got all these donations coming in, but we don't see anything going out to the victims.
Mm.
So, you know, he is ready, I guess, to sort of like get his life back to some kind of normalcy. And when you're talking about a massive thing like this, there's a lot of accountability.
Yeah, that's an interesting thought, right? Here it's been less than 2 weeks, and someone's already thinking of compensation or money to be distributed. And those things just don't happen right away. We saw how some of that went down last year, and the funds being collected and then couldn't be accounted for, and just questions coming up. And there's got to be a few checks and balances in place, right? And plus, not to mention the most important thing, they're still looking for survivors, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're still trying to, and now I guess it's maybe more of a recovery process. I think this week they were talking about that it's too dangerous at the moment and recently for them to continue the search. So I'm not sure how they're going to move ahead with that if they're just going to have to make a very, very difficult decision that they safely can't continue to remove debris, you know, because the other half of that building's still standing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they said it had shifted quite a bit. Back in 18 or 19, the footings on that thing had made quite a bit of movement even during that time period, and then it was eventually passed to, and the CO was continued on the building. But very, very sad. Yeah,
and I think on the other side of that is accountability, of course. You know, when you start talking about something like this, and I read where a lot of the association the condo association, they basically sort of jumped ship, you know, some right before this happened and then some after it happened.
You talk about the homeowners.
The homeowners association.
Whoever's sitting on the board or whatever.
Right. So I guess, you know, there's probably some things that need to be answered there too. But I think as believers, this gives us some a wake-up call, in the sense that anytime anything can happen, you know, we have no control over things like this.
Mm-hmm.
These are just disasters, you know. We see them all the time. We see the fires and the heat that's taking place out in the Southwest and and west
Northwest,
right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You see, I mean, this is record-setting heat that we hadn't seen before. And then we see flooding taking place, you know, as a result in the Midwest. And, you know, and as a result, we're seeing tornadoes and, you know, spawning off. And then, of course, now we're into hurricane season. So we have a lot, I think, that's going on. And we have to understand, I think, as believers, again, that we always have to be at a point to acknowledge God daily for safety, for his ability to protect us in the midst of
that's
all
right.
of this.
Yeah, that's a good point, Will. Daily prayer, we talk about that. And that should be part of your talking with God each day, is to protect your family, watch over you, the provisions. I mean, you know, it goes down the list of when you think about the things that cause you strife in your life, right? It's either worry about your children, worry about your spouse, worry about something breaking down at the house, getting sick, all those things mm-hmm. that are the things that come at you. And then these unexpected things that just come out of nowhere, like this tragedy in Miami area. So great point. Submit it to the Father every morning before you start your day. And if you're married, as we always talk about, or have a girlfriend and you're have an opportunity to join her or him, a boyfriend, on your call in the daily prayer, you should do that. Start your day with him and with each other.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah, that's good. So, Will, that's good. So let's talk, you know, the Kendrick brothers, you know, who did Courageous, I believe it was, Facing mm-hmm. the Giants and several mm-hmm. of those movies, got a new movie coming out called Show Me the Father. Have you heard about that?
No, I hadn't seen and heard about that yet. So
I believe it's coming this fall, and the theme of the movie is to teach people how to relate to God as the perfect father they have always longed for but never had.
Mm.
You know, you think about all the wounds we've talked about in the past, men who grew up without dads or dads that were there but weren't present. And this is going to be a great movie.
Yeah, I think, you know, anytime when you have a movie like this that have this type of reflection, it should give us a sense of reinforcement in the sense of whether or not we are living up to the expectations and what the scripture calls for us to do. Because I think when we're listening to the word of God, or we hear somebody talking about the word of God, and we get joy, we get happy when we hear it and we say, hallelujah, praise the Lord. But then after that's over, we just kind of fade back, you know, and then all the cares of the world begin to start overpowering us mm-hmm. again, you know, and we fail to understand that we are overcomers. And so, you know, we allow these things to just kind of come in and take us over.
Well, I think it's amazing in today's time that we've got a couple of filmmakers who start out very, very low budget,
mm-hmm.
who continue to bring out great family-oriented films, Christian-based films, year after year, because I think this is maybe four or five that they've done, maybe even a tad more. So we're excited to see what this is going to be about. Looking forward to watching that movie. And then also,
you know, the other thing I like about that before you move on
yeah.
is I like the fact that they use a lot of actors that are, and actresses that are not known.
Yes.
You know, I like that.
Yeah.
Because yeah. you're not necessarily coming for the big name.
Right. You're there for the content.
Absolutely. Yeah. You want to see the story behind it. You want to see maybe your life being lived out on the silver screen if you can identify with some of the things that's in the movie.
Well, yeah, and some of these actors and actresses, they're very new. You can mm-hmm, tell very early mm-hmm. in career, because some of the polish in the early films wasn't quite there. A little bit more of what's the right word? I guess deliberate acting instead of more natural type of acting. But they continue to improve year after year. And speaking of films and movies and series, The Chosen. Have you seen any of The Chosen series at all? Have you watched any
No,
of that?
I was intending to check that out when our brother Rick Smith told me about that. You know, he said, yeah, there's a series out there, and I have yet to go on and venture in and to look at that.
Yeah, that's in season two now, mm-hmm. and I've seen four or five of the first season. Great series. Just went past 1 million subscribers on YouTube.
Mm.
But, I mean, there's tens of millions of people that are watching it each week, and it's an unbelievable series. So if you get a chance, well, you need to dial in. And from what I understand from those who've tracked it more with finally more precisely, biblically very sound, you know, and obviously a little bit of expansion around some of the themes and the conversations, which would have been, you know, pretty, I guess, logical maybe as part of the scriptures it goes through, but it's very sound and just an amazing job. And just everyone that I've spoken to that's seen it, I've heard nothing negative about it, which has been quite remarkable in itself.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. So, Will, what have you heard about the Equality Act?
Well, I think it depends on in which perspective you're speaking of, because, you know, if you're talking about equality from the standpoint of race, that's one thing. But then if you're talking about, and you know, the equality from the other standpoint, then I've heard a lot about why that particular act is coming out. And of course, it goes against everything, obviously, that we hold true with respect, you know, to our beliefs.
And to the Bible, yeah.
Yeah. And you know, we know that people value things differently. And we're not going to all agree on the same subject matter. Mm-hmm. But when it comes down to truth, and there's only one who can say that he is absolute truth, and of course that's God above. So when you talk about this particular act, Roy, you're talking about individuals who really don't want to be held accountable to anyone. And it goes back to this relative thinking. You know, I want my own truth. I want to stand for what I believe. You can stand for what you believe. I won't impose it on you. You don't impose it on me. But and yet we'll try to live in this world happy and glad. But unfortunately, you see, the world system has been blinded, obviously, by the enemy and giving individuals these false hopes. And of course, Romans chapter 1, you know, talks about a lot of things in reference to what we're saying, even going back to, you know, the old covenant in Leviticus and Deuteronomy, the Deuteronomy laws that were given. You know, all of our laws, Roy, if you look at them today, their foundation is from the scripture.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know?
Well, why was governing the government put in place? Mm-hmm. It was to govern lawlessness, mm-hmm. not to govern lawful, mm-hmm. right?
Well,
scripture tells us that.
Exactly. But see, but there's individuals who are saying we want to be equal under the law, but it's
don't
how
want to be governed by.
Right. And it's how you define that.
Right.
What's the fine print?
Yeah, yeah, that's a great point. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, and God makes it clear in Scripture. We'll come back to that here in just a moment.
Absolutely.
Folks, we thank you for joining us. We'll be right back after the break, and I hope you're having a great day today.
TAWCMM would love to have you join their community of men for breakfast every first and third Friday of every month. They have Bible discussions and fellowship after the best breakfast in town. The meeting location is at their gracious host church, First Christian Church in Kernersville, 1130 North Main Street in Kernersville. They have a hard start at 7 o'clock and a hard stop at 8 o'clock. First-time visitors eat for free. Join your hosts, Will Hardy and Roy Jones Jr., a black guy and a white guy. Affordable Chiropractic in High Point. As you might tell from their name, Affordable Chiropractic, even for the cash patient. Dr. Jeff Fricke has been caring for patients in High Point for 34 years. Physical therapy such as ultrasound and spinal decompression for disc conditions such as herniation. Comprehensive care for auto accident injury patients with no out-of-pocket expense. Remember, Affordable Chiropractic on West Lexington Avenue in High Point. Call 336-885-1987.
We had our producer tied up, so yeah. Welcome back to Man Talk Radio. So he does a great job. Keith, thank you so much for all you do for us. Hey, so Will, yeah, you're right. So I guess that's, and at the end of the day, that's when, you know, when people, no matter what issue you're talking about related to the law, typically when people get outside of the law is when there becomes issues, right?
So, exactly.
And we talked about that last year when we were in the middle of all the riots and all the things that were going on, that I still hold to the truth that if we try to abide by the law, then we have less opportunity to get in trouble. And so, and that, and if we're looking at things through a biblical lens, like you and I've talked about, and mm-hmm. you've certainly taught me over the years, is just we really need to be looking at everything through biblical lens. We need to hold the Bible up and evaluate everything we're trying to decide on, everything that we're trying to live out through the Word of God. And if it doesn't line up with the Word of God, and we're followers of Christ, then we need to say this is not right.
It simply needs to be called out.
Yep.
It's what we need. We need to call it out and not be afraid or ashamed, because we are simply stating what the Word of God states.
Right.
And
not an opinion.
Exactly. Not an opinion. And we're not coming out to, maybe that was a bad choice of words, coming out. But we're not coming to a point of saying that we hate or dishonor any group of people. It's just the choice.
Or any person or group
of people. It's just the choices that people make that are not lining up with the truth.
Right. And those are choices to sin.
Right.
Based on our beliefs and what the Word of God says, no matter what that is.
Mm-hmm.
Sin is sin. We've mm-hmm. talked about it in the past. Just the consequences are different. Can be different. Your consequence, depending on what type of sin you're in the middle of or what you've done. A simple sin may not have near the consequences as a more severe sin. If you kill somebody versus telling a lie.
Yeah, well, so it's just like degrees of punishment.
Exactly.
So, depending on what you do in breaking the law, then your punishment will...
/ consequences.
Yeah, will be that equal to whatever sin or law you broke.
Right. So... one of the things when we talk about current affairs, current events, one of the things we always try to be mindful of, or try to remind our listeners, or especially the adults, is never get comfortable in what's going on with your children's phones. And we've got some headlines recently that talk about that, there's a new filtering app out called Canopy, uses groundbreaking technology to block porn and sexting. So the app is called Canopy, Canopy. So folks... I would encourage you to look at that. Even if you're truly transparent with each other's spouses, you may want to look at that, because holding each other accountable in today's time is doing nothing but strengthening your marriage. It's not a spying issue. It's looking out for each other, and it's looking out for your children.
Exactly, bro. And I think if the parents and father in particular, you know, is the guardian of the home, then, of course, we know God is going to hold you accountable mm-hmm. to what comes in, what goes out. And so you have to be that watchman on the wall. You have to be mm-hmm. like an Ezekiel when God called him to be the watchman. And he said, look, if I tell you, Ezekiel, to go warn the people and you don't warn them, and then they die in their sins, then their blood is going to be on your hands. But on the same token, if I tell you to warn the people, you warn them, and then they be disobedient to that warning, then, of course, the blood will be on their own hands should they perish in their sins. So God is really, really clear when it comes to things like that. And, for example, Leviticus 18 and 22, you know, talk about that, you know, a man should not lie with another man as he do a woman, and things like this. So all of that, when you talked about the Equality Act, see, a lot of individuals want to attempt to roll that over and say anything that I believe should be equal based on what the law states. But the law may not state that, but that's the way that they're interpreting it.
Mm.
And of course, it always comes down to the scripture, how you interpret what you read.
Right.
And there are things that people read into the scripture that's not there.
Well, and we've talked about that several times as well. We're trying to make the church fit the world instead of just bring the world into the church, right? We're trying to make the church be a part of the world instead of letting the church stand separate, be in the world but not of the world. And that's what this, what starts to happen, right? As you start weakening down the scripture, you start misinterpreting it, or you start using fractions of scripture to make it fit whatever my individual motive is. And, you know, we've often said you can rationalize anything, and the human brain can definitely rationalize anything without the influence of the Holy Spirit. Satan's got a play day and just a field day in there to run around and create all sorts of havoc and get your mind going places it should never go.
And once you do that and start playing in his ball field and start getting it down into the weeds of the matter, then all of a sudden, you know, now that you've seeds of bitterness and wickedness have been planted within us, and now we're going out because these seeds have been planted, and all of a sudden they've taken root, and now we're spreading the things that was planted in us.
Yes,
you know, that we allow to grow.
So, Will, let me ask you something. You know, as a black man and pastor and brother in Christ, and what's your take on this concept or the terminology woke culture?
Well,
as it relates to biblical guidelines and standards.
Well, I think there's a lot of obscurity when it comes to that particular term. It's almost like the canceled culture.
Yeah.
You know, when I hear that, and that's the latest, greatest terminology that's being thrown around now, when I hear that, and then I listen as people talk about this canceled culture, you know, I start getting all of these different opinions with respect to how it's defined. And see, if I'm thinking of how certain things are defined one way, you're thinking on how certain things are defined another way, then I think we have a contradiction. And so if we have a contradiction, then there's no agreement. Just like Amos 3:3 says, how can two walk together except they be in agreement? Mm-hmm. So there is no agreement when you have contradictions in how things are interpreted. But this woke culture, Roy, expand on that a little bit.
That's just it. You know, I hear the terminology all the time, and I try not to dive into all this stuff that's going on. But the woke culture, it's... I think what Dr. Youssef was saying in one of these articles we're reading is that just the caption was that churches have bought into the woke culture of not taking a biblical stand, which tells me that in his mind's eye, the churches are falling into the worldly thinking instead of the biblical thinking,
mm-hmm.
whatever the topic may be. You know, and we could go down the list, I guess, of things that, you know, the church has gotten all sidetracked on over recent years. So, and he says that's a result of weak foundations within the church, and the church is avoiding the obvious topics, not talking about the things of today that are important. They're not standing up for beliefs that should matter as followers of Christ. And I think that was the whole point. So I don't know if it's just back to your earlier comment. You know, I used to say, if it feels good, do it mindset. You know, it's just, I'm going to do it my way as long as I'm not hurting anybody. And maybe that's what he's referring to in this particular segment, was that the churches are not taking a biblical stand on things, and they're just adapting or allowing ways of the world to be enter into their church.
Yeah, so that the world is influencing the church instead of the church influencing the world.
Exactly.
And yeah, because that's an abstract term, woke culture. So if I were to comment on that, I would say that the main thing that we have gotten away from as the church is foundational
mm-hmm.
teaching of the scriptures. We're all about entertaining people instead of teaching them solid foundational doctrine. So, and if you go to places where you got the rock star preacher, you know, who can really get up and jazz the crowd up, as opposed to a pastor who just get up and speak on the scriptures every day, then when you walk into the two churches, you'll say, oh, this is a lively church. But see, I beg to differ. I would say that church is dead because they have no foundation.
Yeah.
And the church where the foundational preaching is ministered and received by the people, they may be quiet in there and not jazzing it all up with the rock star preacher. And they're more biblically sound and can defend their faith above and beyond the individuals who are, you know, being tossed about by this rock star environment. And they come out and say, wow, we really had a good time. Pastor was on point today. Wow, the Spirit was in him. But was it the Spirit? See, that's my question. Was it really the Spirit? When you see these the jumping and shouting, and I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. Don't write us and say, oh, you're against the Holy Spirit moving. No, I'm not. What I'm saying is there are things that's going on in the church. As Pastor Youssef says, there's things going on in the church that we have gotten away from. And as a result, people are being brought into the church as a result of the rock star environment.
Right. So it's worldly standards that we were talking about versus biblical standards, mm-hmm. what you're referring to.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And we know that's a problem.
It is.
We know that it's definitely a problem because, you know, the Bible tells there'll be those that call Lord, Lord, that aren't going to enter into the gates of heaven, right? And a senior saint once told me, said, boy, we were talking about people outside the church. He said, what about the people sitting inside the church? So I said, you know, wow, that may very well be what we're referring to. Folks, we thank you so much for joining us. It's been a great session, Will. Current affairs and current events, and we'll be back next week picking the topic back up, and I'm sure we've got plenty more to talk about.
God bless you. We love you.
As we wrap up today's show, be assured that TAWCMM, Talking and Walking Christian Men's Ministry, is building a community of men that are Christ followers with a desire to be servant leaders in their homes, communities, churches, and work environments. Check out our website for upcoming events and regularly scheduled meetings. Drop us a note for topics that you would like to have us visit in the future. Thank you for joining us on Man Talk today. Visit us at www.tawcmm.com. Men walking the talk.
This is the Truth Network.